Hello.
Hi, Tom. Is that a little bit better?
Not much, but again, it echoes back. Everything I say echoes back in my ear, so.
I do apologize for that. There's not much that I can do with the system. I do apologize. My name is CJ. I'm calling back from Art Shop, and I do want to let you know that it is.
I can't understand what you're saying. You
Okay.
want to call me back on a different phone number, or do you have another number you can call me on? This is a hell of a service, I'll tell you what. You can't even, your customer service doesn't work.
All right. Well, there's not much that I can do with regards to my system. I do apologize. I do seem to be having some system issues.
Yeah, so what is the story? What you're calling me
So,
to tell me what?
yes, so we do actually have to reschedule for Friday if that's possible.
And why is that?
Because we
We
did
were
run
set
into
for Wednesday.
yes, and the number porting company has hit a bit of a snag, so I do apologize for that. We are expediting it with them, but we do have to reschedule for
I
Friday.
was told it took 5 days to do it. You didn't do it when I ordered the original service, which was part of the original order. So, is this what I'm dealing with? I guess there's 30-day satisfaction guarantee with Arch Top.
So as far as that goes, yes, there are no contracts whatsoever, as far as that goes, but we are expediting it with the company. This was kind of out of our control. I do apologize for that.
But it's baloney. It's baloney. I mean, you change your cell phone number, and they change the phone number within the 15 minutes you're there at the office.
Yeah, and again, it's not quite the same
Well,
as a cell phone company. That's the thing. We are reliant upon another company to go ahead and get your number ported and transferred. So unfortunately, we don't have control over that.
whatever. I'm not satisfied with the service so far. It didn't work out from the port when they did the installation. The number was supposed to be ported then. We made like we didn't even have the order when I filled it out on the internet, and now they make an appointment for Wednesday, and they can't keep the appointment because they didn't port the number.
Yeah, and I do apologize for that. And again,
Yeah, you keep apologizing, but it doesn't get me what I'm, and then you tell me that I have to spend another Friday waiting for some technician to show up.
and I
I
do
mean,
apologize.
now
We
seriously, seriously. And I need to schedule my time on Friday for you to do what you couldn't accomplish on Wednesday and didn't accomplish on the fourth.
I understand that. And I do give my sincere apologies. I would completely understand with how frustrating that is as well, because it's also time lost. So I do understand that.
Yeah, but you want my business, right? Yeah. I tell you what, put the whole thing on hold. I'm not interested anymore. You also need to have a service technician call me, and I want to know why the service that they've hooked up is they're talking about 1 gigabyte. I test the line and I barely get 50 megabits. And when I do upload,
What device are you using?
we go big time up, and then we drop down to about 5 megabits. So go fast, is all the flyers. Go fast. Well, I don't even get 50 megabits out of your service.
Well, that's an.
I got better service with the company that I'm leaving, which was cable, and the service was faster than yours.
Okay, and what devices are you using?
What do you mean, what devices am I
Like, what
using?
device are you using with the speed test?
I'm using my cell phone.
Okay, because some
And
devices are.
I've also gone and I've done gone on my computer and run a speed test on my computer, which is not a cell phone, and I get the same speed. So I've tried it both ways. I'm not an idiot. I understand how it works.
I never once said that you were.
No, I didn't say you did, were either, but you know what, when you ask
just
me
wanted to make that clear.
And I'm explaining to you that I've checked it a couple of ways. So it's not like it was just my T-Mobile cell phone, and I checked it on my computer, which has a speed verification, and the speed's the same.
And you're using your own router,
directly
correct?
through the internet, directly through your service. And when I do it on the cell phone, it comes up your company, and the line test back is your company in Kingston.
Have you tried it directly from the modem instead of the router?
I'm sorry, didn't catch you.
Sorry, have you tried it directly from the modem instead of the router? Because if you're using your own router, sometimes it may change things. Not all routers are compatible.
I'm using a high-tech six mesh router, and again, it's not, you know, a piece of junk.
No, I understand that, but I have seen where some of those high-end routers are not fully compatible with our modems. So you might want to test the speed directly from the modem.
When the guy hooked up the service on the 4th, I guess he should. He says this router is better than the one I would be installing. That's what I was told.
Okay. I am going to have somebody come over right now for you, if that's okay.
Yeah, they could port the line while they're here too.
Yeah, never unfortunately, mind. The number porting won't happen until Friday, because, again, we're reliant upon the other company.
Yeah, and the other thing that your service does is I'm streaming on happens to be Sling and a couple of different services, and I'll be watching the TV, and it'll tell me there's been an error. Check your internet service.
That's weird.
Yeah, it comes up on the bottom of the screen. The TV doesn't go off. The streaming doesn't stop, but this message comes up on the screen. So,
yeah, that's like, definitely a little
not
weird.
Not even 50 megabits. So.
Yeah, absolutely, because that's not usual. I would also test the connection directly from the modem. That way you can get a more accurate, because it might be something where maybe the router and the modem are just not communicating properly.
I don't know. I'm not a technician. So if you want to send somebody over to...
Yes, we're going to send somebody over right now.
If they can't resolve the issue and they can't tell me what the issue is, what I'll do is I'll cancel the service. I'll just stay with what I had.
And that's understandable. And I do apologize once more for, you know, all the trouble that you've been going through.
And I'm still very annoyed about the porting of the phone number. I mean... we're supposed to be done on the 4th. Today's the 11th, and now we're talking about Friday. So, you know what? Like I said, cancel the phone porting, because unless you can resolve the issue, there's no point in trying to change my phone number. And if I lose that phone number, my wife, which has had the phone, that number for about 50 years, she'll be a very angry person.
Yeah, so what since it's already being expedited as a moment, if you want us to cancel, it might cause an issue, but we can definitely have it done by Friday.
Yeah, and who's going to be here for you to do the work on Friday?
Well, with our tech coming over today, he can set everything up so that it should be able to work once it's ported over.
Well, now the young lady that called me on the force said, oh, no, you can't. Oh, no, the technician's got to come and change the wire over to the back of the modem. We have to send somebody to do that. You can't do that.
Yes, with the tech coming over today, he may be able to go ahead and do that ahead of time.
Well, no, we don't want the tech to do that. We want the phone to work. It's not ported, so the house phone won't ring if it's plugged into your modem.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, that's true. So, anyway.
So I do apologize.
Is the tech guy on the way over or what?
Yes, he is. He's going to be on his way over shortly.
Shortly. What does shortly mean?
Within the next half hour.
Okay.
Because remember, we are located in Kingston, so.
Yeah, and I'm located in Kingston, too.
I know. And, of course, as you already know with Kingston traffic.
Yeah.
Which should sometimes take 5 minutes, sometimes takes 10.
At least I'm not uptown where they're doing all the road work. So on Clinton Avenue, you can't even get through. Anyway. So, yeah, I'll expect somebody in a half hour. Let's see what they can do. And, I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place here. You're putting my number, and now you're telling me if I cancel it, it might be an issue and all that good stuff. So.
Yeah, because we've already submitted the request, and I've seen it in the past where when somebody did cancel.
Back on the 4th, and you didn't. And then you submitted it on the 4th, and it was supposed to be done today. So I know it's not your fault. You're the person that gets to hear all the complaints that calls for service. So, and then on top of it, they give you a piece of equipment that doesn't have clear clarity talking to the customer. Somehow it cleaned itself up. I don't know what happened, but
yeah,
you don't have the crackling, and I can still hear my voice, every word that I say, come back through the phone.
Well, for that, I do apologize. I think it's just the system that I do use. There's not much that I can really do about that.
You know, I have to tell you, you know, I know the recording. That's not a very encouraging prospect when somebody's switching their service to your service. And this is an issue you have at your own office.
So it's not with our internet service. It's with the program that we use. I do apologize for that.
Again, you and I appreciate it. You've apologized. I can't even count how many times.
Yeah, I know. And I tend to over apologize.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm sorry that you're the one who has to deal with it. And that's unfortunately the way the world is today. So, and then if I said to you, go give me your supervisor, and we'd have the same conversation, and it wouldn't change a thing. So, anyway.
So I do have them on their way over to you now, okay?
Fine. Matthew Gillis, is he, and who is he? He's the community development manager, okay?
Yes, yes, he is. Okay. He's a great guy, too.
I think I know him, to be honest with you. Is he from Kingston?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I know who he is. I'm pretty sure his father was a teacher of mine years ago. So, interesting. So, anyway, yeah, he put flyers on doors weeks ago, and I have.
Yeah, he's very big in the community, and he's definitely stepped up and done a lot within the community.
Yep. Okay. All right, I'll wait for your technician. Let's see how good he is.
Okay, yeah. And the technician is really, really good. He's very kind, and he's definitely going to be able to help out with a lot, and we're going to fix that speed issue as well.
Well, I hope if I have to speak to you again that they will correct your issue with your service.
The number porting, yes.
Because the system. I don't know how you're dealing with customers if this is the type of phone conversation that stops and I can't hear what you're saying and I hear myself echo back. So maybe the technician ought to come in and fix your problem too.
Yeah, I'd love for that.
There you go. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Tom. And I am so sorry for everything that, you know, you've been going through with all the issues. But I hope that we will get it resolved. And
Let me make one other point that I was pretty dumbfounded about. The technicians hadn't even left the house here, and I got a text message that they had already taken the $69.99 out of my account to pay for the bill on the 4th.
Oh.
Is that wild or is that wild? I think I know. No, I don't. I know that guy. How are you? They're here, so I'll go
ahead. Oh, okay,
ahead
great.
Okay, thank you.
Perfect. Bye. So I'm glad that they're there, and they are going to go ahead and help and resolve a lot of the issues that are going on.
Okay, great.
Thank you so much, Tom.